The Royals looking to avoid a three-game sweep against the Yankees as Kansas City turns to Danny Duffy, and the lefty gets right to work to begin the game.
Breaking ball, he was fooled. And a swing at a slider, no contact, and down he goes. Duffy bids to strike out the side. He did, swing and a miss. Boy, that breaking ball really biting. Ground ball, third. Diving Scott Moustakas on his feet and out at first. A very close play. Good play by Moustakas. Duffy hungry for a win. Good stuff so far. Breaking ball. Judge started. Went around. And a swing and a miss. Well, you talk about a great start. So now Merrifield, first and third, two out, no score. Line center field. That's going to drop for a hit. The base on balls turns into a run. Moustakas launches one to deep right. Will the wind keep it in the ballpark? No. Gone. Home run number 10 for Moustakas. 5-0.
Danny wants to go 7. He has pitched very well. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. 10 strikeouts, a season high.
The Royals avoid the three-game sweep. They take it 5-1. Danny Duffy becomes the first Royal starter since Luke Hudson back in 2006 with a double-digit strikeout effort against the Yankees. The Yankees, meanwhile, narrowly avoid their first shutout of the season. They remain one of just three teams in the majors to score in every game this season. Ned Yost was happy to avoid a three-game sweep at the hands of the Yankees, receiving timely hitting and a dominant effort on the mound from Danny Duffy to nail down a 5-1 win. The KC skipper shared his thoughts after the game.
He had a really good fastball, had a really good slider, and he was just on the attack all night long. Kept his pitch count down. When he got in trouble, he made big pitches when he needed to. I just thought he did a tremendous job. 7 strong innings in a game that really we needed to win. We didn't want to leave here getting swept, and especially after playing good against Baltimore. So Danny went out and set the tone for us.
Moose had the blast, but capitalizing on them being unable to turn that double play in the second inning.
That was huge. That was huge because we tack on 2 runs from there, from Witt with a single and then Drew with a nice piece of hitting to give us a 2-run lead. And at that point, you're feeling pretty good. With Danny, not sure what the weather was going to do. Going into it, there was, some concern about pop-ups, and then if it hits, it's going to be here for a while. So you kind of got that in the back of your mind. And once we got, through their half of the 5th inning, we felt pretty good about it.
How impressive was that homer by Moose? The wind almost looked like it was trying to
hit it. The wind killed it. I mean, he smoked it. But the wind kind of caught it, and it died out there, but he smoked it enough to get it over that fence.
Impressive play by Danny there too, don't you think?
Yeah, that was a great play, and I to this day I got to go look at it again, but I don't see how that gets overturned. But that's just me. I don't think so. Billy said he didn't. So.
And a pretty good catch by Haas too, because the throw is coming.
Yeah, I don't know how he caught that ball. That's just pure athleticism.
How fun was it tonight to watch Danny? You know, Gregorius has one of the best batting averages against lefties. They had some good battles.
Well, Gregorius is on everything right now. I mean, he absolutely on everything. He's just an extremely tough out right now. And their whole team, I mean, it just shows you how good Danny pitched, because their whole team is swinging the bat really, really well, and they take advantage of mistakes. And Danny limited his mistakes tonight with good stuff and, did a good job of holding him down.
Yankees take 2 of 3, but are you satisfied taking 4 of 6 in the homestand?
Well, yeah, because that's all I can get. The homestand's over, so, yeah, I'm satisfied with it. But, you look at the games, the 2 games against the Yankees, they beat us the first 2 games. I mean, there wasn't anything that I was, sitting in my office thinking, man, if we'd have just done this, we would have won that game. So it's a good homestand.
You'd all surprise the home run record for a Royal is just 36, or is that about the stadium?
Yeah, on my list of what I care about, that's pretty far down there.
I thought you play along.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised. But this is a big park.
It's and obviously it's not about the record, but Moose's ability to really make that a part of your game and his game, I mean, that's a difference maker for you. And
well, it is. Yeah, it is. I mean, to be able to put 3 runs on the board with 1 swing is huge. I mean, just huge. And, you know, in a game like tonight, it was just, I mean, it made everything. It went from a two-run lead to really having some extreme breathing room for Danny to go out and really attack the zone.
Yeah, how important is it to have your pitchers have less pressure on them in situations more insurance runs than they've had?
It's probably less important on them than it is me, because now I can sit back knowing I've got leeway. You know, I'm in the fifth or sixth inning. If Danny runs into problems, I can give him a little leeway to work himself out of it instead of a one or two run lead. You know, you're a little anxious about the situation because, especially if you get into the seventh inning with a two-run lead, Danny's done his job. You want to give the reliever as much leeway as you can there too, even though you don't want to take Danny out of games or any starting pitcher that's throwing as good as he is. You still have to build in that leeway for the reliever so he can afford to make a mistake and still survive.
After making a great defensive play in the second, Mike Moustakas crushed a three-run homer in the fifth to help break the game open for the Royals. The Moose spoke about Thursday's 5-1 victory over the Yankees.
You know, I hit it pretty good. I didn't know if it was going to get out or not. The wind was pretty strong, but definitely got enough of it for it to carry out today, though. It was a big homer for us, get us a couple more runs, nice little lead, and let the bullpen work.
Now, Yankees scored 18 runs first two games of this series. Tonight, Danny strikes out 10. What made him so effective?
He's commanding his pitches. Fastball, curveball, changeup, all of them in the zone. And, making pitches when he had to. You know, that's a great lineup over there, a great team. And like you said, they put up a bunch of runs early in the series. And, Duffy was able to come out and throw his pitches well. And, a big win for us. We needed that going into this road trip.
Now you guys are 17-23. You're in last place, but you're not that far back. All the talk about trades, what is the feeling in the clubhouse right now?
We don't really think about that stuff. We're just trying to go out there every night and find a way to win a ball game. It's such a long season, 162 games, and we're just going out there each and every night trying to win. And all that stuff's going to take care of itself towards the end of the year. Our main goal, our main focus is to get back to the World Series and bring another World Series to Kansas City.
The Royals head to Minnesota on Friday to face the Twins.